Hello and welcome to, now I need to get this right, They Think It's All Touchdown. A slightly different take on both podcasts today, as we're going to try and teach you all about American football positions whilst talking a little bit about the American perception of the World Cup and all that. I'm joined, as ever, by Jake Longhurst, who's, I don't know how to put this politely, he's feeling a little worse for wear, shall we
say. That's probably the safest way to go.
Yeah, you got a running back, shall we say. It's not going too well.
Oh, God. The American football metaphors and similes are coming into play today.
Yes. Well, we actually had a very special call, didn't we, Jake? A very special call. On the bus back from the SRAs, whilst everyone was falling asleep, we actually got a call from Roger Goodell. And after a disappointing 0-0 draw with Saudi Arabia, a draw with El Salvador in the CONCACAF Cup of Nations, we have been asked, myself and Jake, to create a fully NFL American football, brackets, soccer team. So we're going to be getting the finest and the best American footballers from each position. So we're going to try and teach you a little bit about what they do and some names to look out for and put them into a 4-3-3 for me. Jake, what formation are you going for?
It's like you read my mind. 4-3-3.
Lovely stuff.
So we went with the classic Brexit, but 4-3-3 will do.
Yeah. So we're swapping three Lions for the Detroit Lions, and football is coming home, whichever football we're talking about. So let's go to square one. Jake, who have you got in goal?
I've gone for a centre. I think that's, you know, fairly similar in terms of you're defending your quarterback, who's your most important player. So they're the goal to get. So your centre is snapping and then defending your quarterback. I've gone for Rodney Hudson from the Arizona Cardinals.
Lovely.
I think he's been having, pretty good time so far. And for those not in the know, the centre, as I've said, is the one right in the middle of your offensive line who protects your quarterback. They snap the ball back when the quarterback's yelling those random calls, turn 88, et cetera, et cetera. The ball goes back from the centre, who is then in the middle of the offensive line, protecting your main man. So Rodney Hudson for me.
One of the few players who actually handles the ball during the game. So that's a really good shout. Do you like that? I'm going slightly different. Centres are usually quite large gentlemen, shall we say.
This is true.
I'm going for a bit more nimble, but still a bit of punch. I'm going for a safety in goal. I'm going to go for Micah Hyde. So a safety is traditionally the last line of defence, e.g. the word safety. They start about 15 yards behind everyone else. So that sort of sums up a keeper. They've got to be strong. So think about corners. Think about England's last time at a World Cup where they were just getting battered by Tunisia and Panama, which got penalty after penalty. So they've got to be strong. They're going to be big, firm lads. They've got to be quite nimble. They're going to have to bounce around, keep up with wide receivers, be able to tackle a running back. They're a real sort of versatile player, good with their hands. I'm going to pick Micah Hyde because he has 590 tackles in his career and 26 turnovers, four of which are fumbles. Think about it. If the ball's in the box, he's going to dive on it. But he's also got the saving ability from an interception. I think there's a pretty good two starting lineups. This is all going to be available on Touchdown. We're going to try and make the graphics happen. But we're doing pretty well on your end, Touchdown. We've got quite a few likes on our latest tour-based post. So
we're quite a popular group, what can I say? It's you and me, Dom.
It's us. Right, where do you want to go next? Are you a fullback or a centre-back guy for the next position?
Shall we go centre-backs? I mean, I think there's only one man. There were about two people who were instantly into my squad, maybe three, but one of them is Aaron Donald.
Yes, yep, my other centre-back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely no explanation. Phenomenal player. One of the best in the world. Mm. So I've got Aaron Donald coming in as my centre-back.
So he's a defensive lineman. Can you explain to the Brits amongst us what he does?
So your defensive linesman, it's not dissimilar to your centre in that he is very much protecting your quarterback. His whole game is that as a defensive linesman, he gets to the quarterback. Mm. So he is blooming good at it. There are not many people in the world better than him, partly due to his size, but also his surprising acceleration. Mm. And, you know, his top speed isn't there. But when someone of his size can accelerate as quick as he can, he instantly takes two men out of the opposition's offensive line. Mm. And you do not want to mess with Aaron Donald. So it's almost your quintessential Brexit centre-back.
Yes.
He will do a fine job of absolutely living and dying for the badge.
I've got as my other centre-back partner, JJ Watt. Also, he is from the Arizona Cardinals. Fantastic player, formerly the Texans. Very nimble guy and so dedicated. I'm pretty sure he'll be very good at this because on Hard Knocks in 2015, there's a really important clip of him practicing interceptions. Now, the defensive line are more about tackles than interceptions, but he spent hours and hours just practicing catches for what might be. For what might be. And I think if we got him in the team, he'd take it seriously. JJ Watt and Aaron Donald, two defensive linemen, are two centre backs in the touchdown team. Let's go to the fullback.
No, well done. I'll say my other centre back, actually. I've got two centre backs, left back, right back.
Yeah.
So I've gone for slightly rogue, Alec Ingold of the Raiders, fullback. Very good player. And I'm looking at it more as a similar vein to how United have Rafa Varane, who's big, imposing, Aaron Donald-esque. And you've got your Lissandro Martinez, who's shorter. But my goodness, he'll put up a fight. And the key to his game is that he can play the ball out lovely. And as a fullback, Ingold will occasionally handle the ball. He knows what he's doing. So my thought there is he's got a bit more of that possession. He can take the ball, he can use it, and he can play it upfield quite, you know, hopefully quite a lot better than Aaron Donald may be able to. So a little bit more of that manoeuvrability.
Who else is your other fullback?
So I've got for, on the left, I've gone for Myles Garrett, defensive end for the Browns. So I think he could do quite a nice job. Again, very much their job, the defensive end, rush the quarterback, get in, get quick, sack the man. So I'm going no nonsense on the left there, no messing about. And my right back, I've gone for one of the most exciting players in the NFL and a beautiful Gotham Green boy. Dom, you already, I think you can already guess.
Go for it.
Sauce Gardner.
Of course you have.
Of course.
Sauce Gardner.
He's been playing mad. Their job is to defend someone one-on-one. They defend the wide receiver, and his intercept rate has been brilliant. He's also had some record numbers for the lowest amount of touchdowns against him and lowest amount of first downs, I believe. So he's just playing out of his skin. And again, someone who I think will live, breathe and die for the US in the World Cup.
Yeah, I'm going for two cornerbacks on my fullback position. So I'm going to have Xavier Howard, Island X, from the Miami Dolphins, and Super Bowl winning cornerback Jalen Ramsey. I've gone for Xavier because he's the only person to have picked off Tom Brady. I always called him Toby Brady there. That shows how tired I am.
Spending too much time with Reynolds.
Yeah, I've literally did a podcast with him yesterday. He picked him off three times in Miami. One of my favourite players to ever wear the aqua and orange. He's just an exciting player, so quick. And I just think as a fullback, I'd love to see that. Jalen Ramsey, on the other hand, I have never liked. However, what a S-house, I'm allowed to say, on URN.
You are not wrong.
He is an absolute demon of this, an absolute wind-up merchant. He completely got into the head of Odell Beckham Jr. to the point that Odell Beckham sort of dolphin-dived at him, helmet first, and both men were ejected. Odell Beckham was out of the game, and the Panthers would go on to win that game. He is now at LA Rams. The Rams are having a tough time of it at the moment. But I think those two, with my big centre-backs, could create a lot of width. And I'm very excited for those two. Very good defensively also. Interceptions, they're bouncy, they're quick. But also they have a tackle in them. So if Jake's opposition comes forward, I'm sure we can put a tackle in. Right. What's your midfield then? Is it a three?
Shall we go for, technically mine's more of a 1-2. So I've got technically like a 4-1-2-3.
Same.
So I've gone for in the middle as my defensive midfielder, Casemiro style.
Yep.
It's got to be, I've decided, you know what? You need your Ronaldo, your Messi equivalent. I've gone for the big man himself, Mr. Brady. Ooh. He may not be playing his best, but you know what? In tournaments, knockout tournaments, sometimes that is where the greats truly shine the brightest. I reckon Tom Brady, one more World Cup. I reckon he's done it in the Super Bowl. He's not done it on the World Cup yet, but this is his year. This is his season.
I've gone slightly differently. I've gone for a CDM who's all about tackling. I like a Ryan Yates. I like someone who's going to hit someone. So I've got Micah Parsons. He's played 25 games in the NFL. He has 21 sacks already. I think he was Defensive Rookie of the Year last year for the Dallas Cowboys. The linebacker, for those who don't know, is the first line of defense after the guys who crouch and try and immediately tackle the quarterback. Linebackers are very versatile sort of guys. They could be pinned on wide receivers, so got to keep up with the really quick guys, but they also might have to pound in with the big boys in the scrimmage line, which is often referred to as a scrum if you don't know what NFL is. This Micah Parsons is just a real guy to watch and enjoy, an absolute devastating tackle on him. And I'd like him to be my Ryan Yates for the USA at this World Cup. So you've gone for Tom Brady, a bit more of an old wise head, you know, a little bit of cheating. He might be deflating some balls in Qatar. Who are your other two midfielders, Jake?
I've gone for kind of a little bit of a mix again. So yep. On the left in front of Mr. Garrett and Ingold, I've got free safety. So I've decided on my left, I've got, you know, my fullback and my defensive end. So I wanted someone who's a little bit more, bit, you know, quite maneuverable as well. But on the right, I've got a strong safety. So still similar, but a little bit of, you know, one of them's a bit more of your absolute freedom. One's a bit more holding. So yeah. In front of my probably slightly slower, my slower left back compared to my right back, I've gone for Marcus May again of the Jets.
Yeah.
So a free safety typically is your last line of defense. Tons of freedom around the field. Mm. And I want him there as a very, you know, I want maneuverability there. Mm. In front of someone like Tom Brady, who, as we've said recently, has just reached the overwhelming landmark of 100,000 passing yards. Someone like that has passing range beyond anyone. Mm. So what better than two fast, free-flowing players to be able to whip it up to the wings or into the striker? So, as I say, Marcus May on my left, and in front of Donald and Gardner, I've gone for a beautiful, and Dom, you may not like this one, a Ravens player, Chuck Clark, who is a strong safety. Again, played all over the field. He's there to stop the pass as well as, again, he's very maneuverable. So in front of the wonderful Sauce Gardner, who's absolutely playing like lightning, I've got someone who is a little more dependable, who can potentially bring Sauce back into, you know, bring him down and control him if he's getting a little bit overexcited. So hopefully a mix of slightly faster on the left, slightly more controlled on the right, with plenty of ability moving forwards.
See, I like that you've actually developed this to have a teammate element. And I've done this for this position too. So my two sort of normal centre midfielders are two quarterbacks. I'm thinking passing range, two absolute athletes and a half. I've got Patrick Mahomes and Tua Tagovailoa. These are both quarterbacks, but they've changed the game in NFL. So there's a tradition in American football that the quarterback will just sit back and throw the ball. But things are changing in the sport, mainly down to people like Patrick Mahomes, who was a mobile quarterback who can move about and then create space with his feet as well as his arm. Both guys are absolutely sensational. I'm going to make a guess here. Tua is a left-handed quarterback, and that has really caused problems for some defenses. So I'm going to have him, I'm just going to assume he's going to be left-footed and he's going to solve the magic problem of the left-footed centre midfielder that the US have always had, I'm sure. And Patrick Mahomes, who's just innovative. He does passes without looking. Think Bobby Firmino, but better. And someone who's actually won major trophies. Sorry, Bobby. Patrick will be going to Qatar, unlike you. This is quite a harsh one. Sorry, Bobby.
Harsh but fair. Harsh but fair.
Liverpool fans are going to absolutely hate us. But I will say, if you're a Liverpool fan and you want someone to sort of have at the World Cup, I know these players aren't actually going. But if you want an NFL team, I'd say the Chiefs are probably the closest thing Liverpool have. Very exciting going forward. I know Liverpool this year aren't very good. But the sort of tradition, a long wait for a Super Bowl title, very similar to a top division title for Liverpool, an amazing atmosphere, red is their colour. I just think if you're a Liverpool fan, the Chiefs sort of bowled into you guys. Tua, on the other hand, quite literally the other hand, is a very exciting up-and-coming player, left-sided quarterback, meaning the whole of the offensive line is now inverted, meaning the left guard isn't the most important person protecting the back of the quarterback. The right guard is, so protecting Tua's back, which just means everything's slightly different for everyone, and it really has caused some problems. Tua's had a lot of problems with his arm strength in the past. There's quite a few passes that you're thinking, that's not making it. But this year, he's really getting going. I'd argue he's probably the top three quarterbacks in the league under Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, but I can't have a Buffalo Bills player in. Tua's really lighting things up with Waddle and Tyreek Hill, who might be, who just might be my wingers later on. But we'll have to get to that next. What do you think of those two, Jake?
I think that's a fine formation there so far, Dom. And we've definitely gone for slightly different styles. I've got my main distributor further back than you, and yours are a bit further forward. So slightly different, but still, I think both teams competing quite heavily here. This, whatever happens, this would be a fine set of players.
Mm. Out of interest, have you thought what kit they're going to play in?
For my squad, yeah. Are we thinking as in an NFL kit or...
Please, take you, this is all you. You're the fashionable one.
Very true. See, if I'm managing, yeah, then I think we both know it's going to be something quite... It's going to be a staple. It's going to be, I think, not subtle, but it will certainly be quite sleek. There will it'll be very minimalist. We're going black, silver highlights.
Ooh, I know where this
and
is.
It will be all black with like silver edges, silver collar, silver sleeve edge, silver bottom of the shirt. And then the logo will be again just black but embossed, and the edges will be gold. So USA embossed gold edge, everything else black.
Very Raiders inspired. I love that.
Very After Dark.
Very After Dark too. It's the fashionable pick. I am going to play my team in essentially a knockoff of the Japanese kit, which won URN's most popular kit. We got 45 people to rank every single kit at the World Cup. Can you guess which one was bottom, Jake?
Can I? Ooh. Can I? Let me come back to you. I'll try and I'll get the... Sure. But in the meantime, Dom, why don't you tell everyone about who your wingers and striker will be?
Sure. So my wingers are the Miami Dolphin wide receiving pairing of Tyreek Hill, the cheetah, one of the fastest men in the NFL. He could have literally made it into the track 4x100 relay team for the US Olympics. He's a multifaceted man. Okay. If Usain Bolt can make a career of football, Tyreek Hill is probably the only other person who can. Tyreek Hill hasn't had a great year this year because he's so quick. He's taking everyone with him, if that makes sense. Everyone is having to man-mark him, which creates space for people like Waddle, who is no relation, unfortunately, to Glenn. But it's a real shame that both of them won't be at the Men's World Cup, so I'm going to bring them along anyway. I really enjoy watching these two. They're my absolute favourites, just because they embody what I think wide receivers should be. Fast, nimble, and amazing pair of hands. These guys have absolutely lit up the league. Both have got... Both have just wrecked some of the best defenses, like the Baltimore Ravens in the first game of the year, the Buffalo Bills in the third. It's so exciting being a Dolphins fan. Now, if you want to compare anyone to anyone, I'd probably say Michael Owen in 1998 is a bit like Waddle, just because so young, really exciting talents. That nimble run Owen did against Argentina, that amazing goal that even I, born 4 years later, absolutely love with a bit of nostalgia in me. I just love that. And I think Waddle would be absolutely sensational. I never actually said what I'd have my team play in. I think the USA have to play in a patriotic kit. And as much as I dislike them, I must say the New England Patriots' current home uniforms are very nice. A dark USA-based blue, white, red. It's very similar, actually, to the away kit of the US men's team this year. That's all I'm saying. I think they've nicked it a little bit. It does look slightly New England Patriots away. Jake, have you had a look at some of the kits yet? And what do you think might be the worst?
All right. So, yes, I have had a look. And I must say, some of the away kits really do grind my gears. Mm. I have to just, I don't know what it is, but the Puma Central logo ones really do upset me.
Yes,
but
yeah.
As we've gone for the home kits in this vote, some of the home kits that are getting to me, I can't lie, the Cameroon, I don't mind it, but it's a bit, yeah, I don't mind it. It's not the worst. Australia, I think, is really bland. I really dislike that.
I love it.
I don't mind Costa Rica, but it's not much. And then I think the worst one for me, I think either Switzerland or Canada. I think, again, just bland.
Yeah, I'm afraid to say you're not right. And if people do want to find out what was the worst kit, they're going to have to listen to the podcast. A little bit of a tease there. So who are your wingers going for the NFL Men's World Cup team?
So I've got, again, two absolutely rapid players. I've got on my left, Nick Chubb.
Ooh, you're going
for the Browns.
You're going for an Adama Traore kind of guy. I like it.
I am indeed. So I've gone for a running back, which is a little bit out there. But yeah, I wanted someone who is not afraid to get physical. Again, earlier, so I was thinking further on that, trying to develop two distinct sides.
Mm.
So I've got my Garrett and my Ingold with Marcus May, who very much, he's very free-flowing. So a lot of maneuverability there. So with that maneuverability, I then want someone who can get into any position and hold it for Marcus May to be able to whip across, like whip a pass into, and then Nick Chubb can receive that. He can hold his ground. He can run it straight through into the box or whip a lovely pass across to potentially my other winger, Jamar Chase.
Oh, yes, please.
So the wide receiver of the Bengals, and sorry there, Nick Chubb for the Browns, I don't think I mentioned, but Jamar Chase for the Bengals. He is absolutely rapid, a wonderful pair of hands. And if I'd have thought even closer about this, I might have potentially put in Joe Burrow into the center mid, because the pairing there is just absolutely sensational. In fact, tell you what, Dom, that's what I will do. I'm going to change out Chuck Clark for the Ravens, get rid of a Ravens player, even better.
Yeah.
So we're going to replace him with Joe Burrow, who is absolutely beautiful in the pocket. He's got the feet of an absolute saint. He can move left, right, and center and just develop his own personal space. No one can quite get into it. And that gives him all the time he needs, which isn't much time. He doesn't need much, but it gives him plenty of time to whip a pass to his fellow Louisiana State player. So they were both at college together and have gone to the Bengals together, forming a devastating partnership. So with Burrow behind him, I think Chase would be a formidable right wing for me.
Just because we're closing, getting close to Christmas, I must be said, Joe Burrow is the kid from Home Alone grown up. So that's nice. I like the festive notes you've added there, Jake.
Oh, of course. That was all part of the plan, Dom.
My big striker, and he is a big striker. I like the Emil Heskeys, the Peter Crouches. I'm going for Travis Kelce. He's a tall man. I've genuinely written that in my notes. Travis Kelce's a tall man, a 7-time Pro Bowler, a Super Bowl winning tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. 65 touchdowns. The man knows how to score. He'll be a fox in the box, an aerial threat. Travis Kelce, he knows how to celebrate too. He's a really fun man to watch play American football. I'm sure he'll be a delight to watch playing soccer. Who have you got in striker, Jake?
I've decided, you know what? Everybody needs someone who can just absolutely wallop a ball.
Yep.
So I've decided, what player embodies that to the full? The kicker.
Oh, lovely.
You know what? There is not anyone who's going to be better at absolutely decimating a keeper with a bullet from 30 yards out than the kicker. Center of the field as well, so right where he needs to be. Perfect for getting a goal anywhere he wants it. With the ability from Chubb and Chase coming in either side, Harrison Butker of the Chiefs, who I think might be the best kicker in the NFL at the moment.
Mm.
I would certainly cautiously suggest it, and he's got to be up there.
Yeah.
He is going to be he's my Ronaldo.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing at the moment. He's older version of Ronaldo, not the wingy, the rangy. He is in the center of the pitch, almost Harry Kane style. Absolutely wallopable.
For the non-NFL fans, Jake, who are listening, the kicker, he's got a very specific role. What is that?
You know what, Dom? This is a tough one. You wouldn't guess, but he kicks the ball.
No, but you know what I mean.
So, yeah, I do indeed. So the kicker will only come on specifically to score a field goal. That is all they do. And it's a very specific job. They will be on the pitch for, you know, probably under a minute in 99% of games.
Mm.
If and some games they'll be on for literally maybe 30 seconds.
Yep.
So it's a really specific job that takes not much time, but needs a very specific skill set. That skill set is all in accuracy of kick and power of kick. So having someone whose ability is entirely based around smashing a ball into exactly where they want it is probably going to be, hopefully, a pretty strong choice for my striker.
Now, let's run through our teams. Jake, I love American football. I love the entrances, but nothing beats, and I mean nothing beats, a proper English crowd announcer building up a team. I think we should do a competition. Who can do your sort of in goal, that sort of voice for their team? Would you like to go first? Or do you want me to go first? I'll start.
You start, Dom. You start.
I'm genuinely going to have to move away from the mic because this
he's going to get volume.
Hello and welcome to the US men's team versus Wales. The NFL have supplied the men's American football team. In goal, Micah Hyde. Your fullbacks, Xavier Howard and Jalen Ramsey. Your centre-back pairing, JJ Watt and Aaron Donald. Your centre-back mid, your CDM, Micah Parsons. Your centre-mids, Patrick Mahomes and Tua Tagovailoa. Your wingers for today, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Your striker, Travis Kelce.
Oh, Dom.
That was a bit X-Factor.
I've got goosebumps, Dom. I've got goosebumps.
Go on, you have a go.
All right, here we go. Again, I'm going to stand up for this.
You stand up?
Let's not mess about here. The first game for the United States new and improved first 11. Coming in against England of all teams, this is the cross puddle championship. And first up in goal, we have Rodney Hudson.
Hey.
Next up, in the center of the defense, we have Alec Ingold on the left, Aaron Donald on the right.
Hey.
Coming in to fill out your defensive line, Miles Garrett, left back, Sauce Gardner, right back.
Hey. Then
in the middle, we have the mighty, the powerful, the sensational Tom Brady.
Hey.
Coming in just in front of him, you have Marcus May and Joe Burrow.
Hey!
And to round out the team, your wingers, Nick Chubb and Jamar Chase, with their phenomenal striker, Harrison Butker.
Hey! I think you absolutely smashed me there. Very, very good, Jake. We're not going to talk about too much about the NFL last week because this is a World Cup podcast, but we'll just go over some big headlines just because we're trying to get you involved in American football as well as soccer. We have to call it soccer just to keep it normal, guys.
It hurts.
It does hurt. The Dolphins are now top of the AFC East following a Buffalo Bills calamitous loss to the Minnesota Vikings.
I can hear you smiling. As you should.
The Minnesota Vikings won essentially with a butt fumble, a fumble leading to a touchdown from the Bills. It was absolutely chaotic, and the Vikings are now a spicy team. We also talked about on the Tuesday Sports Show, the Philadelphia Eagles lost for the first time this year, meaning there is no more undefeated teams. So can the Eagles come back from this? We'll have to find out. And also, there was a Munich game, was absolutely sensational. Me and Jake will talk about this next week and what it means for American football to be in Mexico this week, Germany last week, and the weeks before in the United Kingdom. Jake, unfortunately, Detroit will be having a game this week. The Lions aren't home because the Bills are playing there due to apparently being too snowy in Buffalo. There's going to be 6 feet.
I can't remember which player it is. Is it Standring? He's going to be snowed in. There's at least two players who are below the height of 6 foot.
Yeah.
They won't be seen.
It's such a shame the Bills aren't playing at home on that game, because there's nothing more exciting than a snow game in the NFL. We really do.
Especially against the Browns as well. It'd be a fun game.
Yeah. We are going to wrap things up due to recording times. Jake, I've absolutely loved this podcast. A little bit different, but we like to usually keep up with the NFL on regular podcasts. So we're just going to plug what we usually do. We usually have features and games, all that sort of stuff, talking about the NFL. This is a beginner's guide and keeping people up to date with all the news, because we're aware there's so much going on in the NFL. We'll boil it down for you and keep you up to date. Now, this is an unofficial sponsor, but the mic is absolutely doing bits. It's had its first print publication of the year, I want to say, Jake. And where can people find the Mic magazine?
So you can find the website online, wherever you're going from, any phone, etc. It's just on the internet. We are themicmagazine.co.uk. Nice and easy. And then, so we have one print edition that's out. And whilst, yes, it was released a while ago, it was only actually sent to us fairly recently. So you should get in contact with myself personally if you're interested about that one. Slightly different to usual. However, our next print edition will be out fairly shortly. This one's a bit rogue. Usually, the magazine tends to be very indie, but myself and the editor-in-chief, Caradoc, we're not quite the most indie people. So he's a big electronic and dance man. So the next print edition will be focused around that. It will be mostly around his kind of taste, with some amazing interviews coming. Rumor has it, one of them is with the amazing band or artist Left Field, who absolutely pioneered British dance in the 90s. So if you're interested in that, absolutely check us out. We're on Instagram at The Mic Knots, and loads more in the works at the moment. I've got my eye on some absolutely massive interviews for the print edition coming out in spring.
Lovely stuff. Now, let's plug some more. They think it's all Doha content. We have a full World Cup review coming out now. It will be the repeat of the live show. We'll do 4 till 5 on Saturday. That is going to talk about every single team at the World Cup. That's absolutely huge. We have the kit review with myself and Erin, who did our first ever sports podcast hosting job. Absolutely smashed it. Got so many guests on. We had a fashion designer from Impact, as well as all the URN sport, as well as everyone from every part of the station get involved with the kit review. We have then got the Nottingham Forest perspective, their players who are going to a World Cup, and how might Dean Henderson feel knowing he's not England's third goalkeeper anymore. And I think, I could be wrong, that's about it. We've got quite a lot of content coming out about the World Cup pretty soon, so this is a very exciting time for URN Sport. Jake, it has been an absolute pleasure talking all things American football with a tinge of soccer/football in there too. These teams will be available as soon as possible when we can be bothered to actually make nice graphics. But if you'd like to follow us on URN_touchdown, that would be really appreciated. This is one of the longest running URN Sport podcast, and I just absolutely am loving it at the moment. The Dolphins are doing well. Jake's Jets are doing well. It's an absolutely wonderful time to be alive. Jake, thank you very much for being my co-host today, and you'd like to sign out.
You know what, Dom? Why not? Thank you very much for yet again having me on what has been an immensely enjoyable show. Can't wait for everyone to hear this one. As always, had a lovely time chatting with you, my friend. So, ladies and gentlemen, and whoever else may be listening, hope you've enjoyed this one as much as we have. And remember, keep it locked, keep it URN, and most importantly, Dom, go well.
Cheers!